Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right. I was playing around too much. Good morning. Yes, I do have a live feed. Good morning. It is Friday, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in. 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. I see nothing happening on my board at all. Although, are you getting me? Yep. Okay. Then why don't I see anything at all happening on my board? What's up with that? It doesn't matter. Let's move on. Haven't got time to mess with a board. AmmunitionDepot.com. This is where you will find 50 million rounds and inside a 27,000-square-foot enclosure with the craziest prices you've ever seen in your life when you go to their website. That's what they are. That's what they do. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Anyway. Still hear nothing. Okay, that's fine. I don't need any bouncing LEDs. Coming up, second hour, we're going to be joined by Rob Morse from Ammoland.com, from Ammoland.com, from ClashDaily.com, from the Flight Society podcast. That is all coming up in the second hour. First hour, I'm going to take you into the dark place, okay? I'm going to take you into the dark place. Let me say this as a lifelong resident of South Carolina. Okay? Whether or not the battle flag runs over the State House of South Carolina, I personally couldn't care less. Okay? I'm not a member of the Sons of the Confederacy or anything. And it's not because I'm ashamed of it or anything. I'm just not interested. When I wanted to do something militarily, I joined the Modern Army, circa 1984, and that's what I joined. And I don't even do reenactments of that. Now, having said that, I got a couple of issues going on right now, simply because of what they're telling people out there, what my governor is doing and all these other things. We have this shooting incident where a very evil young man went in and shot a bunch of people praying. That's evil at its height. The most judicious thing that could have happened there would have been for one of the parishioners there, one of the churchgoers there, to be armed and blow him out of his socks when he decided to visit that evil on those good people. And I don't care those people were good people. I don't care how they felt about guns or about me or about anybody. They were in a church. They were praying. They were good people. And he went in there and slaughtered them. And the most judicious thing that should have happened, that would have been him being blown out of his socks. As it is, it offends me every time one of these little thugs runs around and does something like this, and then they parade him around, moving him from place to place in a bulletproof vest or a bullet-resistant vest or soft body armor, whatever you want to call it, to keep him safe. Where was somebody to keep those people safe? Why does he need to be kept safe now? All that notwithstanding, They've gone after the Confederate flag because he posed one time with the Confederate flag. Well, like I said, I don't care about it. It's not a symbol for me of anything. I've never owned one. I don't fly it. The only flag I would fly besides the American flag would be the flag of the 101st Airborne Division. That's my battle flag. Now, at Amazon.com, where they have pulled down all Confederate flag sales, you can still buy a flag for ISIS. That's still okay. But I want to point a few things out to you. The Confederate battle flag only flew over slavery for 4 years. The American flag flew over all of the nation at the time for 88 years prior to that. Let's get rid of all of it. Let's take the liberal viewpoint to the zenith, just to show them how ridiculous it is. Let's get rid of the word America. We don't need to be named after an Italian, Amerigo Vespucci. We don't need that. We need to get rid of the White House. Barack Obama needs to be moving out of it right now, because it's in Washington, D.C., and Washington was a slave owner. We need to get rid of Washington State. Anything with Washington. We need a new $1 bill. We have to do away with everything having to do with Thomas Jefferson, of course. You know, the White House was built in part by slave labor. Slaves worked on the White House grounds as carpenters and bricklayers and earned money doing so, but the money went to the slave masters. And a great many racists have lived in the White House. So, none of this can stand. If we're going to purge, let's purge, shall we? If you want to get out there and be ridiculous and say this symbol will reduce hate, getting rid of this symbol will reduce anything at all. If you think that I run around on a daily basis looking for a symbol for my motivation and my drive, let's get rid of everything that's possibly out there. Michelle, start packing the boxes. Maybe some of your black American servants can help you with that. There will be no replacement White House at that location. We have to reflect our positive progressive trend of ignoring or abolishing all of the history that took place there. And that's what this is. We want to rewrite history. There was no Confederacy. There was no early America. There was no founding fathers. The grounds where the White House once stood, that can become Caitlyn Jenner Park. And you can have monuments there to St. Trayvon and St. Big Mike. Put Al Sharpton in the Lincoln Memorial. And put a sculpture out there that captures Reginald Denny being pulled out of the truck and hit in the head with a cinder block. The entrance to the Caitlyn Jenner Park can have some rainbow flags, a coexist flag, a flag of Mexico, and we can go to Amazon and get a flag from ISIS, and all of that for the arbiters of culture and everything else. These will be the only remaining flags left to unfurl. Celebrate diversity. We're rid of everything. Hallelujah. I know where you're going with this, liberals. I know where you're going. It's a good thing I'm not in charge of anything. It's a good thing I'm not the governor of South Carolina, because I would tell you to stick this. Clean up your fourth point of contact with a twist. However, I'm not the governor of South Carolina. She's going to have an uphill fight. She's out there because she's got nothing to lose. She's looking to be another Lindsey Graham. She's looking to be another John McCain. I know her game. She's a lightweight. I got no issues with that. But I know what you're playing at. I know what you're playing at. You want to rewrite history? Understand this. People like me, we look at the past, and we know that predicates the future. And the people in the past that fought tyranny, I'm looking you dead in the eyeball, tyrants. You want to do all this stuff? That's fine. That's fine. Worship whoever you want to worship. Look for the object you're looking for. I have no object. I have no false idols. I have no thing that I look at and say, this is where my worth comes from. I get it somewhere else. You want to go? Let's go. I'm not exactly sure you want to go where I'm going to take you, though. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Ward. All right, welcome back. I have like the dancing volumes here. I don't know what is going on. I'll tame it though. Thankfully, the music was playing. That was so loud coming back at me. I still hope I can still make babies. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot is the place where you can find 50 million rounds of ammunition lovingly and caringly brought there to you by three guys with 80 years of experience in ammo retail, ammo purveying. They know how to keep it. They know how to sell it. You can look at their prices. You can see that they don't like to keep it there very long. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. It's almost like I have a ghost in the machine in here today. I don't know what's going on. Anyway. I don't know. Anyway. There's some reactions coming out right now in New York State concerning the out-and-out defiance of the 1 in 800 New Yorkers that have come forward and said, yeah, I got a gun. They have just 45,000 firearms registered under the SAFE Act out of an expected 1 million. Both gun control and Second Amendment advocates are claiming victory. It's not a victory for anybody but the people of New York, first and foremost. Let me tell you that, New York. You guys are the ones doing it. You guys are the ones putting your head on the block, and you're doing it. Good on you. Good on you. You inspire me. The gun controllers coming out and claiming any sort of a victory is that's so deluded as to make you wonder how they tie their shoes. This revelation, it took a year for FOIA request to be filled, and it took a judge to force them to do it. And this past Monday, we had the data release that found only one out of every 800 residents has, in fact, enumerated a gun. This brought a swift response from New Yorkers Against Gun Violence, an organization that has been outspoken in its advocacy for registration of firearms in terms it terms as being dangerous. The ironically named Leah Gunn Barrett, who is the NYAGV executive director. I don't know how you remember what to say or how to put that together without having it written in front of you. The NYAGV executive director said, this is only evidence of how long overdue the SAFE Act was. She downplayed the number of guns caught in the dragnet, saying the fact is we don't know how many of these weapons are out there. Further, she cautioned that despite the oft-quoted mantra by gun rights supporters, registration does not lead to confiscation. Show me one time in history where that has not happened. Because if you want to talk about mass killings, that falls, you know, the biggest mass killers out there are governments. Democide. Show me where that has not happened. Don't bring up Switzerland, because Switzerland actually issues the guns. If the United States wants to start sending me a voucher every 5 years for an upgrade to my M4, okay. All right. I understand that you know what I've got. But beyond that, name one country where registration hasn't led to confiscation. Now, they didn't confiscate in Australia because they had something called a mandatory buyback, which was the same thing as a confiscation. They just simply said, hey, if you don't bring your guns down here for the buyback, we're going to come there and kick your door in. So, that wasn't confiscation. That was a buyback. But the other day, our president, he was on a podcast with a podcaster named Mark Moran. And Mr. Moran has a huge podcast. I mean, gigantic. This guy's so big in the world of media that and you've never heard of him unless you listen to his podcast. Barack Obama got up, because this guy is so big in what he does, and went to him in California and sat down in his garage studio to talk to him. And Obama wants Australian-sized style gun control. That's what he wants. That's what he told Mark Moran. And this is what he said. He said that in Australia, they had one mass shooting and then they just changed the law. Now, the citizens didn't necessarily buck the law, okay? And it was really easy because at the time, you know, they reckoned there was about 1 million privately owned firearms in Australia at that time, which boggles my mind. But having said all that, they got that. And that's what Barack Obama wants. Now, it's just never going to happen here. It's just logistically, it's just it would be nightmarish for them to try. Barack Obama likes being president of the United States. That's not something he needs to push. Because he can, you know, he can run. He's got a clock he's running out right now. Next year is his last year, thank God. And and all that being said, all he has to do is just wait his time out. But if he decides to go deep, if he decides to go Hail Mary with this gun control thing, because this is something that sticks in his craw. If he could figure out a way to get some Australian-style gun control, he would push it. He would push it. And then Leah Gunn Barrett, she turns out to be a liar, which she's a liar anyway. She says, the law does not require individuals to surrender their assault weapons, merely to register them. It is in the gun owner's interest to register their property in case of theft. We know that many guns are reported stolen every year in New York State, and assault weapons are expensive and would fetch a high price on the black market, not to mention the harm they would do if they fell into the wrong hands. I'm so happy that you have that kind of compassion to where you're worried about me losing something that I spent some money on. Thank you. You liar. You liar. But she goes back into her gun control mantra when she says, we need look no further than the massacre at Sandy Hook to see what carnage these weapons can cause. You know what? Here's something I would like to see if you guys are trying to figure out how to keep this from happening. Have you figured out yet how to keep a jet pilot from driving a plane into the side of a mountain because he's having a bad day? I mean, we have a lot of flights every day. That guy took out 149 people in one shot with a twist of the yoke. Probably had his iPhone on listening to tunes as he was driving it into the mountain. Have you figured out how to do something about that? Because that is serious to me. That is serious to me. And you know what? The kind of shooting you're describing at Sandy Hook and in Charleston, as a matter of fact, is about as not quite as rare as that kind of incident where they drive planes into, you know, geographic features. Figure that one out for me and get back to me. Let's start registering pilots. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
In 1 week, our car broke down and our roof started to leak. We really needed money for repairs.
I really needed to move to a bigger apartment, but with my credit card payments and other bills, I couldn't afford the security deposit.
When over 100,000 people needed money this year, they turned to Avant.
Avant was great. They relieved a lot of financial stress.
I was approved for a personal loan through Avant. The next day, I had $4,000 in my account.
Avant can get you the personal loan you need fast. It's simple to apply, and there's no risk, because checking your rate with Avant has no effect on your FICO score. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates risk-free and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 5757.
Loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Industrial Bank, Equal Housing Lender, and by affiliate of Avant Incorporated. California loans offered by Avant will be made under Financial Lender's License Number 603K124. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, this is a place where you'll find some of the craziest prices you've ever seen in your life. They always have something on sale. There's always something going out the door at some crazy price. Whether it's bulk ammo, whether it is 20 rounds of exotic self-defense ammunition, whatever it is, you can find it there at Ammunition Depot with some of the depth of selection you've never experienced before. Check them out, AmmunitionDepot.com. I want to expand a little bit on this whole Obama harching him some gun confiscation. And he wants to go by the Australian model. Now, Australia, for a little background, Australia established a strict gun control regime in response to a massacre in Tasmania that left 35 people dead in 1996. Since then, Australia hasn't witnessed any mass shootings. They do have a gun crime epidemic, however, because all of the criminals are now fabricating guns and smuggling guns. That being said, they haven't had a mass shooting incident. Obama, talking to Mark Moran, said it was just so shocking that the entire country said, well, we're going to completely change our gun laws, and they did. It hasn't happened since. He makes it sound like there was a public forum, like a town hall meeting where everybody in Australia got out there together and said, let's change the gun law. That was not the way that worked out. Now, the media is suppressing this. They're not calling. Mark Maron is probably sitting around saying, this was a great show, man. I'm going to have a lot of downloads. And they're trying to divert you away from that. You need to go find him. Mark Maron. M-A-R-O-N. Because the elephant in the room with this is Obama's support of Aussie gun control. And everybody's hoping that no one's noticing what the Great Divider is suggesting. What they pointedly refuse to mention about Australian gun laws in the wake of the Port Arthur massacre is that the comprehensive gun buyback scheme happened in a nation without a Bill of Rights, and that the buyback was mandatory. And the Australian citizens faced the threat of coercive government force being used against them if they did not surrender their firearms. There's a post at something called The Federalist, and it's called The Australia Gun Control Fallacies by Virad Mehta, who notes that while Australian gun control was a comparatively simple matter of confiscating less than a million firearms from a willing population, this is a radically different environment than what we have here in the United States, where gun ownership is viewed as a pre-existing natural right before the Constitution and the Bill of Rights were even written. He then went on to notice the utter failure of assault weapon registration in the blue states of New York and Connecticut, where the citizenry flatly refused to register their firearms with the government. Now, in Connecticut, the gun owners groups went so far as to openly challenge the Connecticut State Police to attempt to arrest those gun owners who refused to register their weapons. And the government, correctly, sensing that they would end up on the wrong side of an insurrection in which they were heavily outgunned, wisely backed away. Mehta notes that Obama's desire for mandatory buybacks would end poorly if the federal government was foolish enough to attempt confiscation. He writes, New York and Connecticut authorities so far have shown no inclination to enforce their laws by going door to door, round up unregistered guns, and arrest their owners. But that's what would be necessary in order to enforce the law. A federal law, therefore, would require sweeping national police action involving thousands of lawmen and affecting tens of millions of people. If proponents of gun control are serious about getting guns out of America's hands, someone will have to take those guns out of Americans' hands. What they got in Australia, you would never see here. Never. You would never see that here. Not to that degree, because apparently the populace went along with it. They went along with it. They got a few bucks for them, and, you know. Australian-style gun control means they have to go out and try to coerce us, to enforce us on a massive scale. Now, progressives don't understand the nature of coercion. So maybe they would not see police action or to enforce gun confiscation as coercion. Or perhaps they actually do understand that their ideal form of gun control requires it, which is why they keep speaking code and talk about Australia and not wholesale confiscation. Let there be no doubt, though, in the United States, in order for them to actually have gun confiscation, that would have to be administered by force of arms. They would be against us. This is the government saying, we're coming for you. I wouldn't expect, and Mehta agrees with this, I wouldn't expect those fellow citizens who cling bitterly to their guns for being dismissed. And they're thinking what New York's, what Cuomo thought, and what Malloy thought, and everything. They're thinking, I'm going to write a law, and people will just do it, because it's a law. That's not the way it would work. You know, they're not going to give up their bitter clinging, as it's been characterized, if some nice young man knocks on their door and says, hello, I'm from the government, and I'm here to take your guns. As though somehow those who daily espouse their belief that the purpose of the Second Amendment is to allow citizens to resist government oppression and tyranny will not use the Second Amendment to resist what they see as government oppression and tyranny. Maybe the gun grabbers are just that naive. Many on the left, and for this they are to be commended, have voiced their opposition to the increasing militarization of America's police. Yet, the only way you could get this gun control is confiscation, this Australia-style gun control. is a completely militarized police department, a completely militarized police presence. That's the only way. Take arms from men requires men with arms. There's no other way to do it. Yet, there's a problem here because of the numbers of guns and men with guns in this country. Any policy to remove those guns will inevitably depend on some measure of coercion, quite possibly a heavy measure. Do you believe that this country has the will or the resources to seize 400 million firearms from 138 million gun owners? The progressives do. They believe that that can happen. What I believe is that if they were to try this, I believe that we're in the middle of a civil war. I believe the first time they kill a civilian for holding on to his gun, going ex post facto on him and killing him, I believe that opens the can, the box, whatever you want to. Yeah, and this would not be a civil war, though, and not in my opinion. This would be a revolutionary war. This will not be the people against the people. This will be the people against the government. And all of those enablers that are sitting there today, no matter what they call themselves, Democrat, Republican, Independent, Socialist, I don't care. All of those guys will be sitting there watching when this happens. They'll be sitting there watching when this happens. So, Obama wants your guns. When he tells you, we don't want your gun, that's a lie. He wants Australian-style gun control, which is confiscation. That's what he wants. That's what he's going to do. He'll try to get that to the last day he's in office. No time to relax. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
In 1 week, our car broke down, and our roof started to leak. We really needed money for repairs.
I really needed to move to a bigger apartment, but with my credit card payments and other bills, I couldn't afford the security deposit.
When over 100,000 people needed money this year, they turned to Avant.
Avant was great. They relieved a lot of financial stress.
I was approved for a personal loan through Avant. The next day, I had $4,000 in my account.
Avant can get you the personal loan you need fast. It's simple to apply, and there's no risk, because checking your rate with Avant has no effect on your FICO score. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates risk-free and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 5757.
Loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Industrial Bank, Equal Housing Lender, and by affiliates of Avant Incorporated. California loans offered by Avant will be made under financial lender's license number 603. K124. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day, approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy. 800-686-2233. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com. That's 844-2-GUNS80, Guns80.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot is a, they're like a superstore for ammo. You don't have to drive there to get it. You just go there to their website, ammunitiondepot.com. There you find 42 different selections of centerfire calibers and a side selection of shotgun shells. Click on those and you're going to find depths of selection you've never experienced before. And if it's on the website, it's in stock. They never tease you. Those prices off to the left, look for the things that are saying sale on them. Oh, my gosh. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Out there, there is a, there's a liberal consultant named Seth Lipsky. And he's a little alarmed right now. Because despite what you may see out there in the news and everything all the time about this and that and the other, gun rights are actually at the highest they've been in a long time. They're getting looser and looser and looser. And his fear is that if the big city Democrats continue to try to push a gun control hardline, they could very well end up being swept aside. They're not paying attention to the polls that are being published about who likes guns, what people think of guns, you know, that kind of thing. He points out there are at least two bills in Congress now that will require states to honor concealed carry permits issued in another state. One of those reciprocity bills, H.R. 986, would go so far as to allow persons denied permits to sue for damages. The bill, at last check, has 176 co-sponsors, including six from New York's congressional delegation. They include the brilliant upstate freshman Elise Stefanik, who strikes Mr. Lipsky as one, though not the only one, who could take the lead on this issue. In New York, authorities refuse gun permits to even the sanest citizens, and that stands as a warning to Congress that opponents of guns will take a mile if given an inch. It's a disincentive for Congress to pass any gun control measures at all. Whether or not President Obama speaks on gun control in Charleston, His window for leadership on this issue is rapidly closing. If the GOP keeps Congress and wins the White House next year, Congress would yet override the ability of states, could yet override the ability of states and cities simply to defy the Second Amendment. This is a liberal consultant out there saying that he knows, as they know, that they're defying the Second Amendment. The Democrats are hemorrhaging power left, right, and center. All over the place. And they're becoming desperate. And despite that fact, you know, if you look back, one of the histories they seem to also ignore, they're trying to get rid of the Confederate history and American history and all this other stuff, is the history of the 90s when, you know, Bill Clinton, he got the assault weapon ban, he got the omnibus crime bill, he got the Brady Law, he got all kinds of stuff. And then he woke up one morning and Republicans controlled everything except him. He was the only Democrat left standing. Nobody ever got out there and said that was because we had gun control. But that was a very large part of it. I believe that this pivot they did in 2012 when they, you know, when they knew that they had that second election in the bag, I believe that pivot they did was a sign of arrogance, because Obama's sort of like a kamikaze. He doesn't care about the Democratic Party. He cares about Obama. And he'll get out there and talk a bunch of nonsense about Republicans, which they are nonsense, but that's all beside the point. They've got to be getting desperate. And the Democrats, they believe that their de facto position to fall back and seem democratic is to call for gun control, which is political suicide. It is still political suicide. So 2016 could be worse for them, because they're still proposing gun control now, like they still control everything else. Like it doesn't matter. They want to license you. They want to license your guns. They want you to have insurance for your guns. And some of these, you know, Cuomo, of course, hasn't thrown his hat in the ring yet. But what's he? If he were to throw his hat in the ring, what's he going to say? Because I would love to be a reporter at Andrew Cuomo presidential election announcement that he's running for president. Because I'm going to be waving my hand, Mr. Governor, Governor Cuomo. How do you expect to run the country when your entire state's defying you on the SAFE Act? I mean, how exactly would that work, sir? I'll be escorted out by a bunch of shaved-headed baby Hueys. The various gun control schemes being offered by Democrats in the House and Senate in recent months are red meat, political grandstanding to their blue state constituencies in hopes of shoring up what is faltering support. They're losing black America. That's part of their problem. Black America likes having a gun in the house, 52% of them. That's a big issue for them. That is a big issue for them. It's a big issue for the Democrats to lose them. That's why we are now looking at these attempts at amnesty. And let's bring in all the illegal immigrants and let them vote. Lipsky points out that all of these attempts to shore up support is not a viable tactic. And if they're serious at all, if the Democrats are serious at all at making any sort of modifications to the nation's gun laws, they're going to have to actually meet with people like the NRA and Gun Owners of America and the Second Amendment Foundation and the Republican-dominated Congress. And they're going to have to actually come up with a compromise. I'm not interested in that. I couldn't care less. There can be no more compromising. Compromising, a true compromise means I give up something, they give up something. They're not going to give up anything. They're never going to give up anything. I don't want to encourage them with a compromise. Lipsky suggests a compromise is that he suggests working with gun rights supporters to craft legislation that would make it more difficult for the dangerously mentally ill to get firearms in exchange for robust nationwide firearms reciprocity. Theoretically, that's not a bad one. The devil, of course, would come in the details determining what constitutes a dangerously mentally ill person. That's the problem. how that reporting would be set up, whether or not people determined to be prohibited persons under the legislation will be able to appeal their designation. The law would have to be so detailed, which that's not a big deal. They could make a detailed law. I don't see why they couldn't. But, I mean, there would have to be carve-outs. If your wife dies and you're taking something for depression because your wife of 50 years died, you're not dangerously mentally ill. If you are a military veteran, you're not dangerously mentally ill. If you want to own a gun, see, Barack Obama wants gun ownership to be a mental health issue. And that's why it would have to be written out in detail. Lipsky sees the writing on the wall. I see the writing on the wall. I mean, they're making a lot of noise, and that's splendid. It gives me something to talk about. But I'm not necessarily concerned with what they've got going on because, like I said, I know exactly what the leader of the country wants to do. The leader of the country, I mean, how would this be for the Obama legacy? Hello, I'm Barack Obama. Nobody needs a gun. Nobody needs money either, but nobody needs a gun. Therefore, I have decided to take all guns from people. What's that light on the horizon? It looks like burning. Dear God, it's a revolution. Somebody book me a flight to Kenya. Going home. That would be his legacy. The president who plunged the country into revolution. I don't know if he actually ever considers that because Obama is incredibly arrogant. I mean, his arrogance goes to a level, you know, there's arrogance with intelligence. There's people that are arrogant that get out there, but they actually understand what they're doing to a certain degree. They understand what the consequences of what they're going to do is going to be. He doesn't. He doesn't even factor that in because he calls the White House his house. This is my house. Ah, golly gee. Only in the new normal. Let's invite Caitlyn Jenner in for tea. We'll be right back. Coming up next, Rob Morse from the Polite Society Podcast on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.